BBC News with Jerry Smith. The International Tribunal for the Former Yugoslavia is due to deliver its final verdict against Ratko Mladic, the Bosnian Serb military commander in the 1990s. His denied charges of genocide and crimes against humanity, including responsibility for the Srebrenica massacre. Zimbabwe's former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is returning home from South Africa later today, just over 2 weeks after being sacked by Robert Mugabe, an event that triggered the momentous events in Zimbabwe, culminating in his boss's resignation on Tuesday. Reports say he could be sworn in as the new president within hours. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri is expected to clarify shortly whether he'll withdraw his surprise resignation or reaffirm it. Mr. Hariri is taking part in Lebanon's Independence Day celebrations a day after returning to Beirut. During the military parade, he sat next to President Aoun, who has so far refused to accept his resignation. President Duterte has halted peace talks with communist rebels waging a long-running insurgency in the southern Philippines, arguing he was ready to go to war if the rebels wanted that. The government has already withdrawn from two rounds of talks with the New People's Army, blaming it for the ongoing violence. US forces in South Korea say the North violated the armistice agreement when its service personnel pursued a soldier who defected to the South over a week ago. Video footage shows the defector coming under North Korean fire as he rushes towards the border. One North Korean soldier briefly crosses the demarcation line before stepping back. The world's largest wild seed bank, based in Britain, has sent more than 70,000 seeds to a facility in Lebanon to increase food security. It will replace a store destroyed during fighting in the Syrian city of Aleppo. BBC News.